I think that's really one of the really unique things about him, because he grew up in Germany until he was 37 years old, and his style was German and what something like Strauss or Mahler. He was from Munich, and this is where Richard Strauss was really the main composer. But then he immigrated to the Middle East, and he started incorporating things that he was hearing on the street. Literally, and the music in that part of the world is really quite different than in Central Europe. And somehow the process was very gradual. At first, you would hear, for example, in the Berceuse Faradayt, this is a Sephardic lullaby. You would hear the tune. It has a Spanish flavor. It's from the Sephardic Jews who came from places like Bulgaria, Turkey, the Balkan, mainly, but not only. So the tune is like that. It has that style, but the harmonies underneath are very Western. Then he starts maybe trying to imitate Arabic instruments, let's say the kanun, which is like a string Arab instrument. In the toccata, it's a little bit tries to, mimic that kind of an instrument. Then the changes become even deeper. The scales, the modes that he uses become more exotic as well. So it really is a process, because it was a very drastic shift, I would say, between the music that he grew up with and the music in the place where he spent the last 40 years of his life.
Embarking on such a large project of his compositions, maybe how did that change the music for you? What did you learn about his compositions?
That's a good question. First of all, I treated it all along basically the same way I would treat any music. So looking at the scores, trying to see how did the written instructions, and also what I could decipher sort of from analyzing the score, how that would be helpful. And somehow, the more I played it, it really is the same challenges as playing. Probably Brahms and Ravel are closest in terms of there is a really delicate but wonderful balance between, I think, the emotional content and the technical sort of form of the piece and analytical part of it. So this is music that's, on the one hand, it's not heart on sleeve, but it is full of emotion. And to get the right balance of it, not to be overwhelming, but it's really not dry. For me, it's really just right, enough to be moving. So this just took a while to figure out what's the best timings, how to turn a phrase a certain way that balance is kept nicely, I think.